We're learning the laws of Birchas HaGomel, which is found in Siman Reish and Tess. Kanan Hara, we should probably call Snow Day more often. A nice island here today. We've been discussing the four different times in which a person would bench Gomel, which is found in the very beginning of this Siman. And we already discussed two of them, namely when a person crosses the water as well as the wilderness, the Midbar, and we discussed airplanes and things of that nature at length. So now we're going to discuss when it comes to the others, which, as the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishahoya Cholom Nisrapi, a person who was sick and was healed. So in this situation, a person should bench Gomel. And the question is, what does it mean a person was sick? So a person took some antibiotics. What exactly does that mean? How serious was this illness? And even more important is, what does it mean that you had a refuah, that you're healed? So he says as follows. It's brought down the Piskei Tshuvos. Mikra Adin, Hasvar Nosenes. It's logical to say Shikivon Shinisrapa Mechiloso, that a person who was healed from their original illness, Mishalach B'chutz, and now you're able to go outside, maybe not today, Ke'echad Adam, just like any other person, Odiv Harovim, according to the doctor's orders, Yetzel Gami Mechal Sakana, you're no longer in jeopardy. Your life is no longer in sakana, which, of course, that's what it's referring to. It doesn't mean a person who had a little cold. It means a person who was really sick to the point that they were considered to be, their life was in jeopardy, in sakana. And now the doctors say, you know what, you're no longer in sakana. We're not going to now tell you that you're not going to make it. Even though it's true that maybe there's still something remaining, you're not 100% cured, but at least at this point, you have no longer are under this serious, grave category of being in sakana. In this situation, mevarach gomel. According to most opinions, they say you can now bench gomel. Benasarach lahamtin, you do not need to wait. Atshi yavar korosham mahamachala, you do not have to wait until everything is completely cured. Because you can imagine, it's very possible this could take a very long time. And he brings down on the bottom a proof to this. He brings a couple of proofs. But one of them is regarding a yoledes, a woman who gives birth, in which it's brought down which later on in the siman, that they would say they would bench gomel, which we discussed the whole inyan of women benching gomel. We spoke about that previously. It says, l'achar zayin yomim, from the time of and she gave birth, she has to wait a period of 7 days. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that really until 30 days, Dina Kechola She'ein Basakana, she's still considered to be sick, but she's no longer considered to be on the category of Sakana. And therefore, what do we see from here, from these two concepts put together, is that even though she's still halachically sick, Chol She'ein Basakana, nonetheless, that would be enough for a person to bench Gomel, even though there's still some original illness, if you will, connected to this person. And therefore, so too, it's understood from this as a rise, a proof, that even though a person was very, very sick, there was a sakana, now they've released, removed themselves from that stage, they can bench Gomel. Now, not everyone agrees to this. However, he says, V'ofen shenisrapu l'gamri. Certainly, if a person has been completely healed, and there's no longer any concern, and not that this person is in a situation, a matzav of sakana, and also they no longer have the tsar, the anguish and pain which was connected to that illness, af al pi, even though shuladivri harofim tsar chadayin la'asag b'refuos. Let's say the doctors tell you that you have some other things that you should do. Kedei limnoa es heishanos mahamachala. They give you certain piece of advice that say you have to do X, Y, and Z, because if you do not do these things, then it's going to come back all of those serious problems that you had. L'diri akol yavarach vein tzarach lahamtin. In that situation, if you're doing certain things to improve yourself or to ensure that their illness will not come back, then everyone holds, certainly one is allowed to bench Gomel under that situation because you're completely cured. The last area is that of, which hopefully something which we don't have to really worry about so much, and this is more academic, is Chavush, a person who was imprisoned and now they are freed. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, Demari b'chovish al iskei nefashos dafka, b'har b'cholkim lov. He says that this is referring to a person who was imprisoned because of iskei nefashos, which means that they're accused of having done something so serious as, let's say, taking, for example, a person's life, and that they are potentially going to be sentenced to death. And that person who is freed in that situation will be able to will bench gomel. So therefore, as one could imagine, the Piskei Chubos tells us that inyan misha chavush mebeis hasurim bizmanenu, nowadays, and a person is imprisoned al iski mamon because they did something wrong. Tax fraud, which again is something which Baruch Hashem we never hear in the Jewish world. Shein chash sakana klal. In that situation, there's no sakana. They're not going to be sentenced to death. In that situation, everyone holds, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, ein mevarech, that you would not bench gomel after you would leave prison. However, he says lefi minhag sefard yivarech. According to minhag sefard, as we mentioned a little while back, that there is a difference in the way of how Ashkenaz and Sephard paskin as far as benching Gomel, and obviously in this regard they're more lenient in that it would be said even on Iskei Mamonos, even for monetary situations. Ach, im nimsa misbar yamim muat bebeis hashodrim al chatoim kalim, enim avarach b'cholinyin. Even those who are more lenient, such as Minak Sephard, that the reason why a person was in prison was yamim muat, was a very short period of time, and that which they did was chatoim kalim, or very insignificant minor crimes, then you would not bench gomel. So if a person, Lamashal, would get into a brawl and be thrown into jail for a day, you don't next morning start bragging and say, this is why I bench gomel. You're not supposed to bench gomel. That's considered to be a minor offense. What is a minor or major offense? Hopefully that's not a kash you're going to have to ask me later on tonight. Let's conclude with one last thought. If a whole Indian, Ein hayotzi mebeis ha'asurim mevarech el im kein, the only time that you would bench gomel by being in prison is if you are completely freed. And perhaps that would exclude someone who's in house arrest. But he gives another example. Let's say you somehow are able to break out of jail so you don't run to shul that next morning and bench gomel because maybe they'll find you there, and maybe they wouldn't think that's where you would go, but in that situation, of course, you wouldn't bench gomel because you were not really freed, and therefore, in that situation, you would not bench gomel.